the U.S. Supreme Court is taking a closer look at Texas and its Republican-drawn congressional map. These days, Republicans draw the map about every 10 years based on the U.S. Census data because the Republicans are in charge, holding the majority of seats in the Texas legislature. And the party in charge draws the map in its favor, maximizing the number of representatives Texas residents can elect to favor their own party. Democrats used to do the same thing back when they were in charge, back when they controlled both the Texas House and Senate, back when Coolio's Gangsta Paradise, Braveheart, and the Macarena were all the rage, back in 1995. But Democratic influence in the state house slipped since, and now, well now, Texas Democrats are outnumbered 2-1 in the Texas Senate and only have 46% of the seats in the Texas House. And that's how we get U.S. congressional districts like Texas's 27th Congressional District, which stretches from Wharton County to Austin to Corpus Christi in a weird boomerang shape. But the current map has been challenged since it existed, back in 2010, and it's just now made its way to the Supreme Court, and a ruling is expected in June, just a year and a half shy of when leaders will need to begin making the new map for the new census data. And that's why a Texas Tribune headline this week declared, "It doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. Texas Republicans already won redistricting." Brandon Mueller filed this report, and I'm Steve Gallington with the People's News.